With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program exploring the riches of sacred music for choirs and organ. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. Hymns have long held a prominent position in the services of churches throughout the world, and they generally are meant to be sung by large gatherings of believers. So on today's program, we'll celebrate a hymn extravaganza as we listen to hymns from a variety of traditions, with settings by a variety of composers, including Alice Parker, Richard Prue, Ken Naylor, John Ferguson, and others. We'll begin with two hymns arranged by Paul Halley and sung by the lovely voices of the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir from New York. We'll begin with How Can I Keep From Singing, followed by Lord of All Hopefulness. Mary Huff directs. Mary Huff led the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir in settings of two hymns arranged by Paul Halley. We just heard Lord of All Hopefulness, and we began with How Can I Keep From Singing? Michael Sheets accompanied. One of Isaac Watt's most loved psalm paraphrases can be found in the hymn O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Paired with the rock-solid tune St. Anne by William Croft, we'll hear it sung by the choir of St. Francis in the Fields Episcopal Church in Harrods Creek, Kentucky. James Reitmeyer is organist and choirmaster. O God, Our Help in Ages Past was sung by the choir of St. Francis in the Fields Episcopal Church, Harrods Creek, Kentucky. James Reitmeyer directed. Richard Prue has crafted a simple yet elegant arrangement of the hymn Amazing Grace for unaccompanied choir with flute obbligato. Brady Knapp leads the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston in this performance.
Thank you.
Amazing Grace, as arranged by Richard Prue, was sung by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune Großer Gott is introduced in our next selection with interjections of the chant for the ancient hymn Te Deum. This is a creative setting of the hymn Holy God, We Praise Thy Name by former St. Olaf faculty member John Ferguson. Anton Armstrong leads the St. Olaf choir. John Ferguson's arrangement of Holy God, We Praise Thy Name was sung by the St. Olaf Choir under the direction of Anton Armstrong. More music from the St. Olaf Choir is next as we listen to a setting of the Swedish hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, as arranged by Robert Schultz. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in a lovely setting of the Swedish hymn Children of the Heavenly Father by Robert Schultz. Organ music of Johann Sebastian Bach is next as we listen to the last of the six Schubler chorales, among his only compositions for organ that were published during his lifetime. For this set of pieces, Bach chose vocal movements from his extensive catalog of cantatas and transcribed them for organ. The last of the set, Kommst du nun, or Comest Thou Jesus from Heaven to Earth, is a transcription of an alto aria from the cantata Lobe den Herren. In this chorale setting, Bach sets the tune Lobe den Herren as a pedal melody with a flowing accompaniment above. Douglas Cleveland plays the Fritz organ at St. Joseph's Cathedral in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you.
Douglas Cleveland played Comst du Nun from Johann Sebastian Bach's collection of chorale preludes known as the Schubler Chorales. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We continue with the hymn Jesus Lead the Way, arranged by Richard Prue for choir, brass, and organ. Mr. Prue leads the St. Thomas Singers and brass from St. Thomas Church, Medina, Washington. Paul Olson is organist. Jesus Lead the Way was originally arranged by Richard Prue as a way to introduce what was then a new hymn to many congregations. It was performed here by the St. Thomas Singers and Brass Ensemble from St. Thomas Church, Medina, Washington. Richard Prue conducted. One of the great 19th century hymns that has moved in and out of fashion, but has long been on the best love lists of many listeners, is the hymn Rock of Ages, with words by Augustus Toplady and tune by Thomas Hastings. We'll listen to it from a live performance with a large singing gathering at the 2004 National Convention of the Organ Historical Society in Buffalo, New York. Organist James Bigham provides a colorful and evocative accompaniment to support the robust singing of the group. Rock of Ages, as sung at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Buffalo during the 2004 National Convention of the Organ Historical Society. James Bigham played the organ. One of the most majestic hymn tunes of the 20th century is Ko Fen by Ken Naylor, and here it's paired with the wonderful text, How Shall I Sing That Majesty? Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral. How Shall I Sing That Majesty, a wonderful hymn with words by 17th century writer John Mason and tune by 20th century composer Ken Naylor. The choir of Wells Cathedral sang. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An early American hymn is next in an arrangement by the legendary Alice Parker, who's celebrating her 90th year in 2016. Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal is performed by the Kansas City Chorale, directed by Charles Bruffy.
As I hear those solemn martyrs with their deep
Charles Bruffy led the Kansas City Chorale in two distinctly American hymns. We just heard Precious Lord Take My Hand, written by Thomas A. Dorsey and arranged by Roy Ringwald. Earlier, we heard Alice Parker's lively arrangement of Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. The hymn tune, St. Botolph, is not as familiar to many on this side of the Atlantic as it should be, but it's a wonderful melody composed by Gordon Slater. In our next selection, we'll hear it paired with a contemporary text by Brian Wren, When Christ Was Lifted. Richard Webster leads Voices of Trinity Church, Boston. Richard Webster led the voices of Trinity Church Boston in the hymn When Christ Was Lifted, sung to the tune St. Botolph. The improvisatory genius of Jerry Hancock inspires us next as he performs an extensive improvisation on the hymn tune Diadamata. He plays the Visser Roland organ at the University of Texas.
Thank you.
Jerry Hancock improvised on the hymn tune Diadematta on the organ of the University of Texas. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've celebrated a hymn extravaganza. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.